ask for? Listen to a discussion forum about the future of food and the myths of some food health issues, and write the information in the spaces below. Please note that you do not have to answer in complete sentences. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to our discussion forum. Our guest speaker in this part is Wilson Ho, a researcher in food technology. Mr. Ho is going to briefly talk about new technologies used in food packaging and in food supply. Welcome, Mr. Ho.
Thanks, Ernest. Hello everyone. My part is going to be short. I'm going to talk about two new types of technology used in food packaging and in food supply. Let's start with food packaging. When talking about food packaging, many of you are probably thinking about the science and technology in green packaging in order to reduce waste and therefore help the environment. That's not what I'm going to tell you today. In recent years, a lot of research and development has been made in two new packaging technologies. The first one is edible packaging. Edible packaging means you can eat the packaging. The second one is antibacterial packaging. As the term suggests, this type of packaging has properties that can kill bacteria. It is expected that these two packaging technologies will be available for use in the next 3 to 4 years. You will probably ask, why do we want to develop edible packaging and antibacterial packaging? Isn't green packaging enough? The answer is, firstly, green packaging will still generate waste. Secondly, these two new packaging technologies can actually help reduce waste. They also offer other benefits. For edible packaging, it is better than the normal green packaging because you can actually eat it, so the packaging will not become waste. For antibacterial packaging, it can help extend shelf life of food products. So, it is an effective way to reduce waste. There's a new exciting technology to be used in food supply. It's the blockchain. I'm sure the term blockchain has been all the rage recently. I'm not going to discuss details about how blockchain technology works, but I want to tell you why this technology is used in food supply. In fact, many food suppliers have begun using it. There are two reasons why it is used in food supply. Firstly, many more customers nowadays demand to know where their food comes from. This technology helps them track the origins of their food. Customers will know exactly where their food is produced and who produced it. The second reason is that it can help track down food-related diseases. As we know, food safety is important to public health. With food being imported and exported all over the world, blockchain technology will help us track down any food-related diseases and therefore can help authorities tackle such problems quickly and efficiently. If you're interested to know more, you can stay behind after the forum. Okay, time is running out. That's all for my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ho. Now, our next guest is Dr. Phoebe Chan. In this part, I have 3 questions for Dr. Chan about food health. The first question is it true that we should all drink 8 glasses of water a day?
Ernest, this is a myth. It's like saying an apple a day keeps the doctor away. The truth is, the amount of water we need daily depends on our weight and health condition. For example, a healthy and sporty 6'3" tall young man who weighs about 180 pounds will probably need to drink more than 8 glasses a day. So the rule of thumb is drink when you are thirsty.
Right. The second question is about MSG, the most common flavour enhancer. Is it true that we will get a headache eating food cooked with MSG?
This myth has been circling for a very long time. The answer is it's untrue. In fact, it's a hoax from some 50 years ago. The truth is, you will feel unwell only when you eat too much MSG on an empty stomach. Like salt, soy sauce and other seasoning, if you eat too much of it on an empty stomach, you will feel unwell.
Okay, and the last question is it safe to eat food dropped on the floor within 5 seconds? Some people call it the 5-second rule.
The truth is, there is no safe period. Not 3 seconds, not 5 seconds. It all comes down to how clean the floor or the surface is. If you are very sure that the surface where the food is dropped is very clean, it will be okay. But if the floor is dirty, it will be unsafe to eat even if you can pick up the food from the floor within 1 second. So it is very important to remember that there is no safe duration.
Understood. Thank you, Dr. Chan. Now we'll have a short break. After the break, we will have a Q&A session and you are welcome to ask questions.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.